Wakey coasties. When the sun rises over the best place on earth, these guys are here to wake you up and get you ready for the day. Paddy and Rob Palmer for breakfast on the coast 107.7 Triple M.
G'day, this is Paddy and Rob Palmer. This is our podcast for Monday, the 11th of October, after 2 weeks off.
Dr. Ash, He has been doing it, the September Step Challenge, and the results.
Oh, the amazing amount of money he raised. It's unbelievable, Robert.
Yeah, incredible Huge. Effort. And also, we have got our government whip.
State member for Terrigal.
Potentially new premier.
Wow.
Or is he?
Well, he should have been. Adam Crouch. Last month, we spoke to Dr. Ash, who is known around the Central Coast as Dr. Dumore, about Central Coast's biggest step challenge. And to see how it went, we've got Dr. Ash with us this morning.
Hey, Dr. Ash.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on, Paddy.
How you going, buddy?
Doing fantastically, thanks. How are you doing?
Yeah, dangerously Great. Wonderful. Oh, you know what? You could ask Dr. Ash, Rob, about your medical condition. What happened?
What medical condition?
You know, about your medical condition. You
Which
know,
one? I've got a couple.
Yeah, the bolts on the side of the neck.
Those ones. I had them sheared off.
Hey, mate, how's it been at the hospital for you guys, Dr. Ash?
Well, I've been moving around a little bit. I say that last 2 months ago, I moved actually away from the Central Coast. So I've been working down in the snowy Monaro. But I know that everyone in hospitals all around New South Wales, it's been odd because everyone's sort of on the high alert, wearing lots more PPE, and it slows down the process. So emergencies are having a bit of a rough time, but hopefully that's going to get a little bit better soon.
Yeah, a mate of mine reckons it was almost more healthy to be in a hospital because people are actually taking all the precautions they need to, whereas you go to the supermarket and people, you know.
Yeah, fully. The precautions we take to make sure that everyone you see, you basically treat as if they're a high risk. And like you say, you're more likely then to get it unknowingly. So, yeah, I can see their point, although I'd rather avoid staying out of hospital if you can.
Hey, now, Dr. Ash, Central Coast's biggest step challenge. It was in September and some great money raised for the Central Coast community, mate.
Yeah, unbelievable. I absolutely couldn't believe how much money we raised. Over $100,000 in that month.
Crikey, that's huge.
That is a ton.
Yeah, I know. We started off, last year when I ran it, we raised $13,500 and had 800 people. And so this year I was thinking hopefully we could get a similar number. Wary that everyone's stuck in lockdown and everyone's headspace is not as good as it was this time last year. So it was a bit of a struggle getting the engagement. But as soon as we started getting numbers on board, I think people found this as their thing to keep motivated and keep going. And people took to the steps and took to the fundraising. So it went really well.
Yeah, mate, that's huge.
That is extraordinary.
18 steppers raising $100,000 for the Cancer Council.
Yeah, it was awesome. And as we know, with the Cancer Council on the Central Coast, all of the funds stay on the Central Coast, so supporting families and patients with cancer, and sort of financial support, legal support, as well as the medical support too. So it's really amazing for the Central Coast community.
Top job.
All right.
I can't believe that. 8 times what you got the year before. It's just...
Yeah.
So what about 2022, mate? What will be the
That is the question, isn't it? I know. I might have set the bar a little bit too high now.
Now, I hope you haven't peaked too soon.
You thought you were tired now.
I hope I haven't peaked, yeah. I'm definitely going to be doing this again next year. And this year we got some great sponsors on board, loads of local businesses. So ADIG and Australian Dental and Implant Group, and then there was Bounce Back from Breast Cancer and a company called Slippery Cocoa. I mean, I can't name them all. There were loads of them, and they all got involved to support us. And I think seeing how much of a success that was, seeing the generosity of sort of local businesses and local people, I'm hoping that although that's a high bar to set, that next year people can go, you know what, this is something great to get behind.
Oh, great
stuff. There is a lot of goodwill on the coast.
Well done.
Yeah.
Well, Dr. Ash, mate, you take it easy and looking forward to doing the challenge again. And, mate, coming up to Christmas, you got anything else on?
No, I don't at the moment. I'm planning to focus back on sort of my main initiative, which is the exercise search engine. So my main the website that directs people to physical activity. But yep. as we reduce the restrictions, I'm hoping that we can start talking more about getting people back to their sort of normal exercise. So that'll be my main focus leading up to Christmas. And then who knows?
See what happens, mate.
Sky's the limit. Dr. Ash, thank you very much for your time this morning. Well done on the step challenge.
Amazing. Thanks for having me, guys.
See you, mate. It's a pleasure at this time of the morning. It must be Freedom Day or something like that. Adam Crouch is our state member for Terrigal and parliamentary secretary.
Government whip.
Yes. Good morning, Crouchy.
Good morning, guys. How are you this morning?
Not too bad, sir. Yourself?
Oh, look, feeling fantastic. Freedom Day. Oh.
Yeah. We're excited. There's already banter around the office at Triple M about maybe meeting up for a couple of Swifties at 11 o'clock.
We can.
I think that sounds like a fantastic idea. Absolutely fantastic idea. I know the first thing I'll be doing today is getting, after 106 days, I think it is, I'm getting a haircut.
Oh, yeah.
I am so in need of a haircut. It's not funny.
Mate, join the queue.
Well, I heard that Paddy's wife, with the clippers on him.
Yeah, I did, because Bear and Taco, our dogs, they're toy poodles, they've got dog clippers. I just used those, Crouchy, because I couldn't find where our clippers had gone. I think they're probably thrown away. And it did the job, mate. It did the job.
Taking your life in your hands, letting him loose on your head.
I'm not quite brave, but I've got Jill to trim the sides of mine one day because I'm going really grey on the sides and it's getting really curly. So I let Jill have a crack at it. And as she got closer with the scissors, I thought, is this really a good idea?
Yeah.
I mean, what about? I've been sitting next to her for how many months here at the end of the dining room table, and she's probably had enough of me. But no, she did a good job. But yeah, hairdresser's first port of call today.
Yeah. But when she asked you also, have you increased your life insurance? You then worried, didn't you?
Yeah, absolutely. I love you, dear.
The policy's paid up, isn't it, darling?
Eat it all up.
Hey, now, masks are required for who and what today, Crouchy?
Yeah, look, obviously we're starting to ease these restrictions now, and which is great news for everybody across the Central Coast. But masks are still going to be required for all staff and customers if you're eating indoors. Obviously, if you're outdoors, you no longer need to wear them unless you're front of house hospitality staff. So if you're working in hospitality and you're front of house and it's outdoors, you will still have to wear your mask. But as a customer, you don't. But the one thing I'm going to say to everyone, that we've done such a good job. I mean, it's about 106 days. Everyone's done an amazing job on the coast doing the right thing. But we've still got to remember this isn't over yet. We've got to continue to QR code. We know the modelling showing that, we're going to have a spike in the outbreak. So we've got to do the right thing by everybody else. And, I heard Rob say this morning about hospitality and who's going to find someone if they're not vaccinated and find a hospitality venue. Well, that's not the aim of it. What we've got to do is people who aren't vaccinated need to do the right thing by the employees, to be honest. And, the bulk of people on the Central Coast have done their 70% double dose. So they get to enjoy the freedoms today.
And there is a small amount of people that can't for whatever reason. Yeah. They can get a doctor's certificate, can't they?
Yeah, absolutely. They can get a certificate. And look, I've got to say, even with some staff, I walk into a particular shop that I go to for the dog pretty regularly, and one of the young ladies didn't have a mask on. It sort of threw me for a second, but she had a badge to say, due to a medical condition, I can't wear a mask. And I thought, what a great idea. That way, she doesn't cop anything she doesn't need to. But it's all about being sensible and just taking this freedom one step at a time. In a couple of weeks, we're going to hit 80%. So, and then even more freedoms come. So it's up to us to do the right thing. We don't want to have huge, massive spikes because people are not doing the right thing. And that's not a good idea for anybody working in hospitality to put them at risk either.
So should people just be getting used to having their phone out and ready when they go to a restaurant and then just to flash the old vaccination certificate? Is that how you're going to get into everywhere now? Is that the plan?
Yeah, that's the plan, but in the short term. But in the long term, I was talking to Victor Dominello about this. We're actually going to link your Service New South Wales account up with your vaccination status. So when they're actually trialling it right now. So when you go to do your QR code, when you show you're logged in, we'll also show that you're vaccinated. So it'll be a one-step process to make it even easier. So, which would be great. I mean, we're also used to QR code. I mean, as I said, the guy who invented QR codes is laughing at the moment. No one knew what they were 2 years ago, and now everyone's got them. So, so we should have got on that gravy train, Philip. Yeah. we should have bought shares in the QR code company.
Yeah.
But that's about doing the right thing. And check in. Just don't embarrass yourself. Just show that you're vaccinated. It's not about proving a point. It's about doing the right thing when you're going out to enjoy yourself.
Mate, do you think some businesses will expect a little bit of hostility today, do you think?
I wouldn't think so. I think people on the Central Coast have been so sensible about this. You know, we've endured, as I said, more than 100 days of lockdown. People just want to get back to normal. And so yeah. I don't think so. And look, it's not in the patrons' interest, because then you can ask you to leave regardless. If you're behaving Rob's all right. But if you're behaving like a bullfed, you're just going to embarrass yourself. So why do it? Just go and enjoy the fact that you can sit down and have a meal with a friend.
And I just keep listening in my head to the alarm that goes off. Warning, warning, warning. For Paddy Gerard to enter anywhere.
The old danger, Will Robinson.
Well, Crouchy, we thought we'd be talking to you this morning as Premier of the state, but clearly not.
No, look, guys, I'm very happy being the Parliamentary Secretary of the Central Coast. It's a great job. I've got to say, unfortunately, Parliament's sitting this week, so yeah. I'll be going down there this afternoon.
And, you're like the Harry of the royal family. You're still a long way off the top seat.
I'm very happy with that. I love my job, and I love being the terrible best gig in the world. So, it's going to be an interesting week. We've got our first virtual Parliament. You know, it's a 168-year-old building. What can possibly go wrong?
Absolutely nothing.
So our MPs can actually log in online, so they can do it from their electoral office, rather than physically coming in the building if they're still concerned, because the building's pretty small. And we've been working up to a virtual Parliament. So it's going to be an interesting few days.
Yes, all right, mate. Well, listen, thanks very much for filling in and joining us this morning. What's happening today?
It's great. And just say to everyone on the Central Coast, get out there and enjoy it. I've got to echo the words of Paula Martin from the Business Chamber. There's $13 million worth of Dine and Discover vouchers on the Central Coast that need to be cashed in. Let's spend them with all of our local guys.
I've got 50 of those. Thanks for that, Crouchy.
Take care.
See you,
take
mate.
Care,
thanks, Mal.
Adam Crouch, our state member for Terrigal and Parliamentary Secretary.
This is the news that doesn't make the news. That should be in the news instead of the other news.
Good morning, Robert.
Morning, Patrick. What's with the cheesy grin this morning?
Well, actually, it's funny you say that, sir.
Yeah?
Because David Adoni, David Burgess, sorry, I should say. The story is by David Adoni. He's been in the job for less than 2 weeks, but Domino's, Australia's new chief executive, is turning the flavour of pizza on its head.
Baby Burgess.
David Burgess, the cousin of Sam, who's been appointed as, I just said that, about the cousin of Sam, he's been appointed as the company's boss for Australia and New Zealand, is joining forces with Bega Cheese to bring Australia's their very own cheesy Vegemite pizza.
Stupid.
It's a combination of richness, saltiness, and the light, fluffy texture of the dough.
I'm sick of people taking Vegemite one step too far. There's no need for a cheesy Vegemite pizza. They did cheesy scrolls at whatever, Baker's Delight.
Yeah. Did they put Vegemite on those?
Cheesy Mite scrolls, they call them.
Did they? Oh,
yeah.
Right.
I can see how you might. But if I want a pizza, I want a pizza. I don't want a Vegemite sandwich.
Yeah. Well, look, it's only...
That won't last.
Well, the pizza's available at stores across Australia from today for 3 weeks or until sold out. I don't eat Vegemite, so I won't be ordering one. I just can't stand Vegemite. See, but you've got to have it really. But if you're a Vegemite lover, would you have it on pizza? And then if you dab, because Vegemite's got to be really thin, doesn't it? I think it does on toast.
It's just a cheap ass way of making a pizza. You go, how much can we charge for this? I wonder what the cost.
Would you order that or Vegemite on your pizza? Is that
not
a go?
Worth the dough it was spread on? Anyway,
what do you got?
Moving to the Solomon Islands.
Oh, I love being there.
Yeah, Livay Nunjikana and
correct pronunciation,
Junior Colony.
Absolutely.
Close enough.
Yes. Yeah,
a pair of sailors from the Solomon Islands. They were going to travel to New Georgia Island.
Yeah.
Their GPS system failed and left them lost 29 days.
What, out in the ocean?
They said they've done the trip before. It should have been okay, but the rain and the wind came in, obscured their view of the islands, right?
Yeah.
And they got lost. Eventually, they just had no idea where they were. He said when the bad weather came, it was pretty bad. But what made it worse was when the GPS died. They couldn't see where they were going, and they just decided to stop the engine and wait to save fuel so they weren't going around in nowhere. And they survived on oranges that they had aboard the boat, as well as coconuts that floated by on the sea. They collected rainwater and a canvas sheet to drink out there for 29 days.
Jeez, they lose a lot of weight.
Yeah. He said when they found them, they go, I look forward to going back home. I guess it was a nice break from everything.
Wow. Did they have a soccer ball?
They're seeing the bright side.
Yeah. And where do they end up on the Solomon Islands?
Well, that's where they were going to, you know.
Yeah.
They were rescued by a fisher off the coast of New Britain in Papua New Guinea.
That's lucky, isn't it?
That's a hell of a trip.
Holy jeez. Over the break, I did ring Rob. I said, mate, you've got to watch Squid Game. And he said, I'm not into fishing. I said, oh, geez, buddy, no, it's not about fishing. You've got to watch Squid Game on Netflix.
I sat down to it.
Mate, there's 9 episodes.
I tried watching it in English. You know what I've done? It's a Korean show.
South Korean. It's a game show.
South Korean.
It's a game show, and the contestants are wanting to be in the game.
They're down and out people that are invited to play a game where it's kids'
games.
There's a
cash jackpot.
And a massive cash prize, but if you lose, you get shot in the face.
Simple as. Or
I mean, come on.
As I said, they should bring that for the Olympic Games.
Don't watch it with the kids.
One of the greatest shows. Just can't. It's just.
You got to watch it in Korean, though. I tried it in English. It's like watching a cartoon.
No. You don't watch. Mate, you can't. I can't watch subtitles because I concentrate on the words and not on the movie.
I wondered why you said to me that the first 2 episodes are a little overacted. It's not overacting. It's just poor dubbing. You've just got to watch it in Korean, I guarantee. I tried watching both. I watched it in English, and then I went back and watched it in Korean. Much better in Korean.
Is it really?
Yeah.
But then because you're trying to read on there, I just can't.
Yeah, read between the lines.
Do the subtitles. But it is really, if you haven't seen it, make sure you do. Everyone's watching it.
Do you know there's a school in Belgium? They've got students playing a game, as in the Squid Game.
Yeah.
There's this one called Red Light, Green Light, where you in the show, you walk towards this murderous puppet. It goes to green light. You're allowed to go towards the line. Red light, you got to stop.
Yeah.
If they catch you moving, bang, you're dead.
Gone. Yeah.
So they've started this at a school.
Bit harsh.
Where you do red light, green light, and if you're caught moving, the kids come out and punch you.
So stop that. Look, it was filmed about 10 years ago, but it's breaking all records. It is just going mad.
It's the most. It looks like being the most watched show ever on Netflix.
Joking me.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah, give it a crack if you haven't seen it. Some hairdressers opened at midnight last night, snapping away. And, of course, we can get back to clubs and pubs. And one of those clubs is the Central Coast Leagues Club. We've got CEO of Central Coast Leagues, Ed Camilleri, joining us this morning. G'day, Eddie.
G'day, Ed.
Happy Freedom Day.
Oh,
you beauty. You'd be champing at the bit.
Hallelujah.
Yes. I can't wait to open at 10 o'clock this morning.
10 o'clock, that's the first one.
What are you expecting to see in there?
We're expecting to see seas of people coming back after 106 days of closure and life getting back to normal again. So we're really going to celebrate today, giving away free schooners of beer and glasses of wine.
Hey, hang on. Ease up, speed racer. Beer. When's this happening? This free beer?
I'll get it ready for you. 10 o'clock this morning.
So you can just come in and have a free schooner?
Free beer and a glass of wine if you want a glass of wine. So we'll help everybody out today. So we're looking forward to it. Yes.
Okay, now what's with your numbers? Obviously, numbers are capped, aren't they? What's going on with how full you can get?
Yeah. So, good thing for Central Coast, for example, we're a big venue. So it's one person per 4 square metres inside, and our outdoor area is one person per 2 square metres. So we can handle a fair amount of people in our restaurants and our gym and a whole lot of things. The only thing we're not opening at this stage is the Play Centre Monkey Mania, that's an amusement centre. But everything else in the club.
Paddy would be disappointed.
I can see him running around there. So we had a big queue at the gym this morning at 5 o'clock, people waiting to come back, and that's where I'm going to next after this interview and get a bit of a workout and shower and back to work.
And then
they barred Paddy from the McDonald's Play Centre when he got jammed in one of those tube slides.
Like Homer Simpson.
We'll let you in.
Like Homer Simpson. And so, Ed, everything's spick and span. I could imagine you spent the last week cleaning and all that sort of stuff.
We spent the last 3 months cleaning.
That carpet never comes up like new, does it?
that club has never been designed to close. For such a long time. Look, people back to work, people smiling faces. It's just great, a great feeling. Just hope we can keep it open.
Someone should write a book about the Central Coast Leagues. They should, and Club Troppo. They really should.
No, it goes on tour.
Every day. That comes every day.
It is just, how would you say, it was an instrumental part of growing up on the Central Coast, going to Club Troppo.
Yes, and parts of Sydney as well. People used to come up as well.
Of course.
Yeah.
All right, mate. Well, it's so good. Right. The clubs and pubs open. You can get a free.
Free.
Can you get your first one? Can you go and change your T-shirt and come back and get another one?
I'm watching out.
Okay.
Okay.
He'll try it on.
All right.
Thanks, Ed.
Thank you. Good night.
Ed Camilleri, thanks, mate. CEO Central Coast Leagues Club. That's part of Freedom Day. That's open. Same with all the pubs and clubs, most of them around the Central Coast.
You know what, Paddy?
I know.
For friends of Triple M and family to bulk up the numbers, download the Listener app.
We're talking L-I-S-T-N-R.
Yep. And if you favourite breakfast with Paddy and Rob Palmer.
You are legends.
Well, yeah, that's very good of you. And you can listen anytime you like.